Restoring My Soul, Thursday the 10th of April, Becoming Co-Workers with Christ. The offering of Yahweh, revealed through the seven wounding events of Christ's offering journey, is the full provision for our redemption and for the fulfillment of our predestination as spiritual sons of God and sons of men in Christ. In Gethsemane, the context of Christ's first wound, the Father joined us all to Christ for judgment and redemption. In the court of Caiaphas, we are first joined to Christ's buffeting, where his visage was marred more than any man's on account of our iniquitous self-image. Here, the self-image and expression of the zealot, driven by the other law, is either replaced through mourning, repentance, and faith, or is judged. These two implications of Christ's suffering were manifest through the responses of Peter and Judas. Peter met Christ eye to eye. He was delivered from his idolatrous zealotry as he received the true image of his name, reflected to him from the face of Christ. In contrast, Judas would not let go of his self-image and was eternally damned. Once a person has been delivered from the drive to make a name for themselves, they are able to become a co-worker together with Christ. This happens through the third wound, as Christ was chastened with rods for our peace. Significantly, the Apostle Paul explained that through this wound, the corporate body of Christ was established, writing, "For he himself is our peace, who has made both one and has broken down the middle wall of separation, having abolished in his flesh the enmity, that is, the law of commandments contained in ordinances, so as to create in himself one new man from the two, thus making peace." When a person embraces the fellowship of Christ's chastening, they are able to reveal Christ as a new creation's son and member of his body. Through the ministry of the gospel of God, they are able to birth others and join them to this same fellowship. The references used in today's devotions are Isaiah chapter 53 verse 5, Ephesians chapter 2 verses 14 and 15, and Luke chapter 10 verses 5 to 7. For further study, 2 Corinthians chapter 1.